Edwards, Cohen and Wax Beach with Bet on Algo FM.
And I bet you are looking forward to the long weekend or even just to dinner, maybe Sunday lunch. And what could be better than adding some lamb to it? What could be better than a person who is not only experienced, not only qualified, but enthusiastic about lamb and mutton? And she's better at doing it than me, that's for sure. She is, you'll know her on Instagram, you'll know her on all the social media platforms, you'll know her from a book, Cooking with Zanele. That's also her handle, Chef Zanele, representing lamb and mutton today, but well, you represent in terms of the kitchen frequently. Welcome to Algo FM.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here, and it's good to get some insider tips from you. The first thing, though, is someone's going, I could choose a whole lot of stuff. Mm. You know, I could choose anything to cook. I don't know where to start. What's the reasoning to pick lamb, especially South African lamb? What makes South African lamb so special?
I'll just start with by saying lamb is special because it has its own favorite smell or its own flavor. So I'll say lamb any day. And our South African lamb is very special because they roam around freely and they also eat the grass. That makes them unique, you know?
Well, the area that we live in specifically has got all these shrubs and fynbos and all those things, and I suppose that's what's going into the flavor when they're starting.
Yes.
And that's actually coming to my question in terms of nutrients.
Yeah.
You know, what does lamb bring to the table?
It is definitely bringing a fantastic iron, the zinc, and quality protein. Good quality protein.
And everyone's looking for zinc right now because we want to boost our immune systems with COVID, you know.
So definitely.
You usually think about it like a little white pill or something. And
yes.
If you give me the choice between something you cooked and a little white pill, you're going to guess which one I'm going to go with. It's going to be yours.
It's going to be the food.
Exactly. Now, we've spoken about the meat itself. It's good quality. It's the way they eat that obviously influences the quality of the meat. It's got all these great ingredients. Now, let's get to the reason we're actually here. Chef Zanele, what do you do with lamb that makes it so delicious, and what sort of recipe do you prefer to apply to your lamb?
Okay, firstly, I love trimming the fat before I cook it because it tends to have a little bit of fat. Always trim the fat, and also I love I love everything about lamb. I love all the portions. I like all the cuts. Your leg of lamb, your chops, your lamb neck, your nettles, name it. Because they're all flavorful. Lamb is just flavorful.
All right. So it starts out flavorful already. So what do you say to people who just douse it in stuff? Would you go for huge seasoning or not too much seasoning?
No, not at all. Remember, lamb has its own special flavor. Mm. So I will say salt and pepper and fresh herbs. And then you've got it.
All right, give me a quick recipe if you're not going to give away a secret. So what's a little thing that you're going to do? Where do you start? Run me from so here I am. I've got my cut and I've got some ingredients. Run me through a recipe. Make me hungry.
First, you must tell me what cut you have.
What cut
but
have I got?
Normally, like I said, it has its own flavor. Salt and pepper and fresh herbs.
Right.
Or a little bit of onion and a bit of garlic because you don't want to overpower the flavor of lamb itself.
So I've got myself a leg of lamb. I found it. I went to the shop. I saw it. I got it. And I said to myself, I've now committed myself to this leg of lamb, but I'm a little intimidated because it's this big piece of meat. I'm not a chef. Where do I start?
Okay. Firstly, because lemon juice goes well with lamb.
Uh-huh.
And then just chop a little bit of fresh mint, salt and pepper, in the oven, and then it's done. And what I like the most about the leg of lamb, it doesn't have a lot of fat, so you don't have to trim any.
Okay.
Just in the oven, and you're good to go.
And it's good to go. And then how long do I leave it? What's the temperature? I'm making notes here.
180 degrees for an hour to 2 hours to make it nice and soft.
Okay, good. So that's your leg of lamb cheat sheet there from Chef Zanele. What's another cut that you might recommend?
I also love the lamb chops. Just season with salt and pepper, little bit of olive oil, pan fry, and you've got your dinner sorted.
All right. When it comes to brining, what is the secret in terms of how long it needs to... Do I need to make them super crispy where it's crackling, or do I need to make them nice and juicy and tender? What's the better way, would you say?
Okay. I always say I love my lamb pinkish. If you bry it, it mustn't be too overcooked. But if you're going to pan fry it, make sure you brown it from the outside to lock all the juice inside, and it must stay pink. Because when you lock the juice inside and then it's crispy outside, it stays soft. Okay. If you overcook it, it might tend to dry out and then it's going to be hard.
True story, you see, because this is the thing that I was wanting to know about. Because some people have these beautiful pieces of lamb, but then it looks great. Looks great, but when you get in there, it's really dry. So you want the inside to be pink, you want the outside. So what do you do to see, you know, like my leg of lamb, that just goes straight in the oven. But the other cuts, you got to seal them first.
Because the leg of lamb is quite a big cut. Mm. So you make sure when you put it in the oven, you cover so it also locks the juice inside.
Okay.
You don't open it right away. You open it the last 10 minutes to give it that crispy look and the brownish.
So South African lamb's got all these great ingredients. It's got all this great flavor. But do you ever use like a thermometer or things like that? Or do you just judge? Lots of people cook differently.
They say chefs, they just look at things and then they know it's ready.
All right, so you're an instinctual chef.
I don't normally use the thermometer. I just know when it's ready.
So you check it, you experience it. All right, so.
But for those who are not chefs at home, you can just cut a bit to make sure it's how you like it.
You see, there's your cheat sheet. Just give it a quick slice and you can see. As long as it's pinkish on the outside, sealed on the inside, sealed on the outside, we're looking good. Also, just go through quickly some of the things we would use with it. You mentioned garlic. You mentioned mint. What sort of other things can we use with lamb?
Fresh herbs, rosemary, thyme, salt and pepper.
Just rub them on the outside, cook it in that. Okay, you don't mix anything beforehand.
And it normally releases juice because you close it. Mm. And then when you open it, especially the leg of lamb, I'm talking about a lamb of leg, because you cover it with something when you put it in the oven. And then it starts releasing water.
All right, good. I'm getting really hungry now and my page is full of notes. So I need to just wrap this up. There's something else. We need to keep following you and keep following and finding out more about lamb.
So for those that couldn't make any notes at this moment in time, where can they find more information? And also your book.
My book is all on the shelves. I'm not going to mention stores' names, but it's on the shelves and my website and also from me. Okay, for Cooking with Lamb, the website is cookingwithlamb.com. Instagram, cooking_with_lamb. And on Facebook, it's Healthy Meat by Lamb and Martin S.A.
Lamb and Martin S.A. sending Chef Zanele to us today to give you the cheat sheet. Chef Zanele, thank you very, very much. And I'll decide how nice and pink it goes by the time I've applied all your tips. And we'll see if you get an invite on the second cook in case it goes wrong on the first one. But how can you go wrong with lamb and mutton?
You can never go wrong with lamb.
Thank you, Chef Zanele.
Wherever you go, take us along for the ride.
Algoa FM.